This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoyin Tov Shin Pei Dalet. There's not so many pieces of Meshech Chochma and Parshas Devarim. The big Arichus is on the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazoyin. Over the last few years, we have learned through pieces, or all them perhaps, of the Haftarah. But today we're going to learn in Parshas Devarim Bez Hashem two pieces that, as we'll see, have a connection to each other. Perek Beis Pasuk Tes Vayemer Hashem Elai Al Totzer Es Moav. Moshe Rabbeinu relates that Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that you should not fight against Moav. Zokti Gemara Bavakama Lamed Ches Vechi Ma Ola Al Daita Shal Moshe. The Gemara asks Lamed Ches Amar Aleph at the bottom, what was Moshe thinking to fight against Moav? Shalei Bershus, Hashem didn't command him to do it. He was going to go and fight against them. And Hashem said, don't fight against them. So what was he thinking? So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavachomer. The Midyanim that only came to help Moav, the Torah said in last week's Parsha, Parshas Matos, Tzorez HaMidyanim V'kisa Moisam, destroy them. The Moavim themselves, they're the ones, says Rashi, who hired Bilam to come. Like Kol Shekain, for sure I should wipe them out. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Lo Kishol Sal Daita Chol Sal Daiti. We don't think the same. Because I have two Praydes Tovas, two little birds, that have to come out from Moav, and after Moav, Hashem says not to fight against Amoin. Who are they? Rus HaMoaviyah and Namo HaAmoinis, we cannot destroy them. Now Taisus asks and says, one second. In Parashas Devarim here, the first thing is Hashem says, Perek Beis Pasuk, Beis Gimel Dalid, don't fight against Edom. Then in Pasuk Tes, don't fight against Moav. And later on in Pasuk Yitzayin, don't fight against Amoin. The Gemara only asks the question on Moav. Frek Taisvis, Tenach Moav, Adoimi Ba'amoin, Ma'ika Lameimar. What happened to Edom and Amoin? That's Taisvis Kasha, Taisvis gives a Teretz. Says Rameir Simcha Pirish, Divishari Umas Ksiv Lemar. When you look in the Psukim, when it talks about Edom, Perek Beis Pasuk, Dalid Vesom Tzav Lemar, Altis Garubam, don't fight against Edom. Pasuk Yudzayin, Vaidaber Shem Elai Lemar, Ato Iver Guhayoim is Gvul Moyov, Karaptamu Bnei Amoin, Al Tetzuram. When it comes to Edom and Amoin, the Pasuk says Lemar, to say to Klal Yisrael, Dehaam Yaguru Vamilchama, because over there, it's the nation of Klal Yisrael who want to fight against these enemies. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, no, don't fight against them. Now, why Klal Yisrael wants to fight? Klal Yisrael wants to conquer. That's understandable. Avokan leikosuv leimar, but says Rameir Simcha Meir Dikadiyuk. In our pasuk, Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, Vayoymer Hashem Eilai, Al Totzar Es Moav. Doesn't say leimar. Avokan leikosuv leimar. Leimar means to tell others. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Klal Yisrael by Edom and by Amoin doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was planning on his own of having an Echeshben to attack them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that Klal Yisrael will want to attack these nations. So Vayomer Hashem Elai Lemor Vesom Tzav Lemor, tell Klal Yisrael we're not attacking them. But over here, the Torah doesn't say Lamar. Vayomer Hashem Elai, says Rameir Simcha. Vim kein leMoshe atzmai hayu atzivui. The tzivu was to Moshe himself. Lachain, therefore, Amar, the Gemara wants to know, Moshe? By Moav, it seems that Moshe had some cheshbin that he's going to go and attack Moav, that Hashem had to come specifically to him and tell him, no, your cheshbin is incorrect. Lochein Omar, ma also al daitel shel Moshe. What was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking that Hashem said, Vayomer Hashem Elai? It wasn't a lemar issue. Of course, once Moshe Rabbeinu knows not to do it, he's not going to let Klal Yisrael do it. But the Iker message was to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu had a cheshbin why Moav should be attacked more than Ammon and Edom, because Moav is a kal v'chaymer from the Midyanim. Umesula kushas taisvis. Dr. Meir Simcha, with this, Taisis Kasha's answered. Taisis Kasha was, the Gemara explained to us Moshe Rabbeinu is kal v'chaymer from Moav, and Hashem told him, no, that's not what I'm thinking. But what happened to Edom and Ammon? And that says Rabbi Meir Simcha, no. We don't, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any special chesed by Edom and Ammon. Adarab, over there was Lamar, was a message to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael make it all excited and want to go fight against these nations? No. But here, since the Pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem a lie, and does not say Lamar, the message was not specifically to tell Klai Yisrael, the message was specific to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because there was a special cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu had. This is Rameir Simcha's ga'inus here. In saying pshat in this Gemara Bava Kama, based on the fact that the word lemar is missing from this pasuk, as opposed to Amin and Edom, that the Torah says lemar. So now let's look back at another Meshech Chachma. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, we learned it this morning. Vayimar Aleichem. And I said to you at that time, saying, I can't carry you myself. Hashem lekechem here beschem. Hashem has made you many. Binchem ayoyim kichach ve'ashamayim l'roiv. And you're like the stars. Hashem lekechem yisev alechem kichem. Elef pomim. He should add on thousands of times. Vivorech eschem. Or 1,000 times. Kasher diber lochem. Echo asol levadi. How could I carry you alone? So says Rameir Simcha l'dimyoin. What's an example? How do we give an example of what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying? Kasher yesh la'adam brocha muflegis ba'ishu banim. When a person lives his life and he experiences tremendous brocha, he's very rich, he has children. V'yesh la'tayrech harbe, and he has a lot of bother. Migidu banav, miminikos u'shvachos u'chayotze b'zedei sipukan. Keeping up with all the needs of his family. He has money. He's been blessed with children, with money. But it all comes with a price. It comes with a lot of tircha. A lot of children. You need cleaning ladies. You need shvachas. You need meinekas. Even if you have the money, there's a lot of tircha that goes on. Oz yoimar. What does a person say then? Ma godla alai hatirich mikem. He looks at his family and says, oi, look. What a oil I have, what a bother I have taking care of you. Not in a bad way. Yitochein Hashem, ki kein yelochem ibneichem uvneivneichem tirchas keilu. So he gives a bracha to his children. And he says, look how much work you've been. I give you a bracha. That you should have the same tirchas from your children. You should have the same tirchas from your grandchildren. V'tayrid kazel lo yufsak mikem. My bracha is that this tirda should never stop from you. So it's not a complaint. Adarab, he's giving a bracha. Because all the tirdas that he has is a bracha in his life. Kein Moshe roya neman omar. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the roya neman of Klal Yisrael, said a similar thing. He said, Hashem alekechem here boaschem. You're so many. V'inchem ayoyim kichoich v'yashamayim. You are like the stars of the sky. What does that mean? Beribui. First of all, in amount. Uvimaila mufleges. Al derech nisi. You are stars. Vimaila mufleges. In an unbelievable, elevated state. Al derech nisi. Which is miraculous. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's looking at Klal Yisrael, he said, "V'oimar aleichem bo'isai." And I said at that time, "Hashem has made you so great, kichoich ve'ashamayim laroiv beribu yuvaflogem uflegas uvemaylem uflegas al derech nisi lo yuchel levadi seisischem." Therefore, I can't do it myself. I need help. Omar, so Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Shekein yoimru roi Yisrael menigayim." I'm giving you a bracha that all roya Yisrael, all leaders of Klal Yisrael, umanigayim, the shepherds and the leaders, unevi'ayim, and the neviim, tamir aleichem, should be constantly over you. V'yisloinenu tlunais keilu. I'm giving you a bracha that all your leaders for Dairus should have the same complaints that I have. The complaints that Klal Yisrael, you're so big and you're so chashuv. I can't do it myself. V'zeh Omar says the Meshech Lacha, how do I know Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael that they should always have these complaints from their leaders? V'oymar aleichem bo'eis ha'hi leimar. Again, Meir Simcha is being medayik here. It says lamer. Why does it say lamer in this pasuk? It should have just said v'oymar aleichem bo'isahi. And I told you at that time. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is relating what happened in Parshas Yisroi, that it was too much for him. So he needed the judges, the Roshim Shifteichem. So why? What's the lamer? It's to say it to who? What's the lamer? Lamer is always to say to someone. Vaymar aleichem bo'isahi. And I said to you at that time, lamer, I want all the Nevi'im in future generations and leaders to say the same thing they should always be constantly saying. We can't take care of them because Klal Yisrael is just too great. They're too chashuv, they're too big. Such complaints they should always have is Esh Omar Vaymalechem Esi Lamer Shekin Yoimru Tamid Aleichem Kefi Asher Atem Bimatzav Ois Hazeh. Like you are in this situation at this moment, your leader should always have such complaints. Roya Yisrael Yeshayo. They should always say, Eicho Esa Levati, we can't do it on our own. It was a bracha, a diuk. From here it says the word lemar. So in the first shtickle, Rameir Simcha was being medayik, it doesn't say lemar. And here he's medayik, that lemar doesn't pass. What's lemar doing here? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I told you that look how big you are. Lemar, no, it's a bracha. Should always say like that. Rameir Simcha has a very similar shtickle we once learned in Yisroi. By the Aseres Hadibos, Vayidaber Likimis Hadvarim, Hashem spoke these things. Lemar, lemar was to give over the Messiah to Klal Yisrael of Maimon Har Sinai of the Aseres Hadibos. Same thing here. Rameir Simcha is b'medayik. Here it says lemar. In the other shtickle, it doesn't say lemar. Two very beautiful shtiklach in pshat from Rameir Simcha. I want to now take a moment and share with you a piece from Megillas Eicha. A piece from Megillas Eicha, and we'll see how others were mechaven to Divrei Rameir Simcha as well. The pasuk in Eicha, Perek Aleph, pasuk Tazayin, Eini, Eini, Yarda Mayim. My eyes are crying. So the Gemara in Gittin, Dov Nun Ches Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maidach Siv, Eini, Eini, Yarda Mayim. What does it mean in the pasuk? What's it referring to? Such tears crying from the eyes. So the Gemara says, "Maisa b'vnoi abita sh'bishmal ben Elisha sh'nishbu." There was a story with the daughter and son of Yishmal ben Elisha were taken captive. Bizman achurban l'shnei adoinim. Each one was captured by a different master. The Gemara relates, l'yamim, the two masters got together. This one said, I have a beautiful, good-looking Eved. No one like him in the world. And he said, I had a beautiful-looking Shivcha. He says, let's marry them off and we'll divide their children, put them in a room. And each one said, I'm the daughter of a Kohen Gadol, I'm the son of a Kohen Gadol. One of the Kenites relates this story as well. They cried a whole night. And when the morning came, Hikiru Zeh Azeh, they recognized each other, V'naflu Zeh Azeh. They fell in an embrace. And they were crying for this Sarah Shiyatz and Nishmasam. Al Zeh says the Navi Yirmiyon Eicha, Eini Eini Yardamayim. So says Rameir Simcha, Habir, how do you get from Eini Eini Yardamayim to this story? Now, Babinson, Maran Sarah Tereb Chaim Kanyevsky in Time of the Krah was Mechavan to Rameir Simcha as well. And he starts off, he says, Ayin Marsha. Look at the Marsha. The Marsha says it really has to do with before, the pasuk before, a few pasukim before, it says, Kara alai moyed. Moyed is a meeting between two people, and therefore he says that's why it's referring to the two masters meeting each other, and and then continues the psukim that with Bnei Yisrael and with Bnei Yisrael, and then because of this whole story, Al Eini Eini Yardamayim, I'm crying because of this prior the story from the Psukim before that have a remez to two masters meeting each other and trying to make a marriage between the two avadim. Reb Chaim's Lashon Ish Nidchak Lo Mahevi Davka Krozei. You can look up the Marsha. It's interesting. The Marsha has a diuk over there. It says Al Eila Ani Boichia Eini Eini Ardimayim. So he says, why does it say Boichia? It should say Ani Boicha. I'm crying. So he says the Marsha says an absolution that the brother was crying for the sister. Al Eila Ani Boichia Lashon Ekevi was crying for her. And it's, I think maybe there's, you can look at the Marsha there, but there's a depth here that when it says they were each crying, even though they were saying, how am I going to marry the other one? But there was also, and when they finally got together, and v'go'u b'v'chiyah, it almost sounds to me like the Marsha is either saying they were crying for each other, or the brother was crying for the sister. Maybe it's more of a pagam in Klal Yisrael if there's nus with the sister. So the lady is always more for pagam than the men. But look over there, the marsha. You can look over there. But Reb Chaim says, ayin b'marsha shenitchak. Why dafka this pasuk? So he says the same vart as Reb Meir Simcha is going to say. Zot, let's look back at the Meshech Chachma Neicha. By the way, if it's in, you're looking at the Meshech Chachma, it's all the way in the back. This is very dear to me because we're learning now, we just learned recently, the Gemara Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet Halachavav. The Gemara at the end of the fourth Perek of Maaser Sheni is talking about dreams over there. And it's interesting why Reb Meir Simcha brings it for Yerushalmi, because in a moment he's going to say, V'chein Isach Uvda Brachas Daf Nunvav Amid Beis. And this Gemara is in Brachas Nunvav Amid Beis. It's interesting he brought the Yerushalmi more Behar Chava than the Bavli. And it says over there that a person came and said, I saw in a dream that one of my eyes was kissing the other eye. So Amar Lei, so he told him, Tipach Rucha Du Gavra, you're a Rasha. La'achzei hu chachim. He had znus with his sister. He had znus with his sister, and the Lashon of the Pnei Moshe over there is, because two eyes are in the same body, so too a sister, since a sister comes from the same parents, is like the same body, a person's Baal al achaisai, so it's one eye kissing, and kissing is also Lashon Naki for being Baal achaisai. That's eini eini yarda mayim. One eye was crying for the other eye. Eyes are a remez to a brother and a sister. That's what the Gemara, the Shalmi Meister Shein, the Gemara Brachas is telling us. Eyes are a remez for a brother to a sister. So eini eini yarda mayim. Each eye is crying for the other eye. That's referring to a brother and a sister. So which maisa is that? Ben Ubas, Rabbi Shmuel. Upashut. Zokra Meir Simcha, that it's Pashut, that that's the remez. And the same thing is, Reb Chaim says, V'yeshloimer de'bekroze merumaz maisa zu de'enin enu och v'achoyz, like it says in Brachos Nuvam HaMabez. Doch vach znim shvein naim yard the maim remish go bivchiat sheyatza nishmasam. So Reb Chaim says the rem is both eyes were crying. It's interesting that the way Reb Chaim says a little different. I mean, the Rebbe Meir Simcha says a little different. Reb Chaim says it's a rem as both eyes were crying at sheyatza nishmasan, and the way Rebbe Meir Simcha says it, ayin achas boicha al hashnia. Each eye was crying for the other eye. So this is Reb Meir Simcha, and you see Reb Chaim Kanievsky was Mechavin. I saw Reb Nebenzal, so Zayin Yibalda Mechaim L'Chaim Toivim V'aruchim, so Zayin Gesunden Stark, Reb Nebenzal, in his Kara Alay Moyed, I think that's the name of his sefer. He says the same shot on his own as well, but he adds a very geshmaka knetch over here. And he says, if you look in the Megillah, in the Chumash, in the trap over there, it says Eini, and then there's a psik, there's a line in between the second Eini. That means to say there's a pause, because they are not connected with each other. You find this, Vayem Avraham, Avraham. Or sometimes they're together, Avram, Avram, it's together. So, or Moshe, Moshe, whatever it is, there's a hefsik. Or is there a connection? So says Reb Nemtzel, in the case of the dream, the guy kissed, one eye kissed the other because they ended up being mezana with each other. Eini yardamayim, chas v'sholem, don't think that in this pasuk, the remez to the daughter and the son of Yishol ben Elisha was eini, that the two eyes taka kissed each other, that they ended up being mezana, chas v'sholem, eini. Pause, there's a psik. Eini, because these two eyes did not do an avera with each other. They remained separate from each other. Adarabba, as Reb Chaim is saying, Yardamayim, they cried for each other. Each one was crying for the other. So we see over here that this remez that Chazal gave here, Reb Meir Simcha says it, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it, Reb Nevinsol says it, they seem to have been mechaven to all the same vart, but this is a very geshmak knesh from Nevinsol, that over here there's a psik, there's this stop between the two einis to show us the chas v'shalom, they didn't do an avera in this story, even though we're using the story of one eye kissing the other as a raya to a brother and a sister. Adarab, over here, the brother and the sister remain separate, and if anything, they were bitzar, that they were put in this situation, and they did not do any Avera Baruch Hashem together, v'go b'v'chiyat sheyotza nishmasam, as Reb Chaim says, yardamayim at sheyotza nishmasam. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bez Hashem. If Tisha B'Av is a tainus this year, should have an easy fast. Bez Hashem, we should be zeiche. It should not be a tainus, it should be a yontif. The coming of Mashiach, b'mheirav yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.